Summer Folk by Maxim Gorky. Adapted for radio by Nick Deer.
Who's that?
Only me. Are you working?
Yes, and I'm hot. What are you doing?
I want to read. Sasha, I need a light.
Useless house, this. Can't get a single draught of air through any of it. I'm sweltering. Vlas here yet?
Don't know. Here we are, ma'am. Thank you. Sit it outside on the table under the trees.
Yes, ma'am.
Sasha, is Vlas here yet?
Not yet, no.
He's become rather slack, Vlas. Lazy. Always late. Recently, he's been behaving very oddly.
Would you like some tea?
No, I'm going to the Suslovs in a minute.
Sasha, run across to Mrs. Dudikova. Ask her if she'll come and have tea with me.
Yes, ma'am.
Done. Finally. Shall we go outside?
Yes.
Have a word with your brother, will you, Varya? Tactfully, I mean.
A word about what?
Well, about, you know, his duties. Tell him he should be more conscientious, hmm?
Very well, I'll try. But I really don't think you should talk like that about Vlas in front of Sasha.
Why ever not? The servants know everything anyway. Right, I'm off. May I kiss your little paw? How chilly you are towards me, and how silent, and how bored you seem. Why is that?
Are you in a hurry?
Yes, I want to play chess with Suslov.
Then why don't we postpone our investigation of my mental state until you're not so busy?
Varya, there's no need...
Well, it can't be that important, can it?
I was merely making a comment out of concern for your welfare. You are a wonderful woman, you know. If there was something annoying you, involving me, you'd say, wouldn't you? Well, of course you would. You have a very odd look in your eye. Are you feeling unwell?
I'm perfectly fine.
You ought to find something to occupy your time with, my dear. You read too many books. You never stop reading. You can have too much of a good thing, if you see what I mean. One must try to curb one's excesses.
I hope you'll remember that at Sustov's when you're on your third bottle of wine.
Touché. But it's not the same case. Not at all. Well, speaking of literature, Shalimov's descending on us any day now, isn't he? Our very own writer. Wonder how he's turned out. Conceited, probably full of himself. Spend a few years in the public eye, you become unhealthily obsessed with your image. It's a well-known fact. Writers are abnormal. Well, look at Kalaria. Though whether we can legitimately call her a writer is a matter for debate. She's mad enough, mind.
Sergei, you talk the most awful drivel.
I do, don't I? But it doesn't matter, we're on our own. Who's that?
It's me.
Oh, Suslov, old chap, I was just coming to see you.
Well, I'm just coming to fetch you. Good evening, Varvara. Have you been in town today?
No, why?
Your assistant. He won 2,000 rubles at the club.
God, Samislofty.
That's what they say. From a merchant who was paralytic drunk.
Why must you always do that?
Do what?
Cut people down. Zamislav won some money, but only from a drunk.
Me? Cut people down?
Oh, who cares? If he'd purposely made the chap drunk and then won at cards, well, that might be below the belt, if you see what I mean, but it wasn't the case. Piotr, shall we go?
Yes, let's.
Mon cher patron.
Ah, Vlas.
The train was late, I do apologize. Life must have been dull in my absence.
Mr. Suslov, there's a character looking for you. He's creeping from one house to the next, asking where you live. Highly suspicious.
Hells bells. I expect that's my uncle.
Not a good time to visit, then.
Never been a better. I've no intention of being left alone with an uncle I've avoided for 10 years.
Oh, Vlas, come into my study. There's work for you to complete.
Yes, sir. More work. Yummy.
Your uncle, is he a poor man?
Why, Varvara, you think it's only my poor relations I can't stand the sight of? No, he's stinking rich. I say, keep an eye on that Zamislav. He's bent. We don't want him dragging your husband down into the mire.
Please be quiet. The maid is coming.
Mrs. Dudikova's on her way, ma'am. Shall I make the tea?
Yes, please.
And Mr. Zamislav is just coming along the path.
Oh, God. Sergei, can we make a move?
2 seconds.
How charming to see you,
Mr. Madame. Mr. Zamislav.
Good evening, Suslov.
Well, they say you took some mug to the cleaners last night.
The technical term is one at cards, Suslov, not took some mug to the cleaners, which implies an element of deception. Sad to say, I won only 42 rubles.
42 rubles? And I thought you were standing us champagne. Well, sir, I'm in a hurry. Anything to report?
Nothing that can't wait, Mr. Basov, if you are pressed for time. Such a pity you weren't at the play, madame. Yulia's performance was entrancing. Luminous.
I always enjoy her acting.
She has fantastic talent. I'd put my head on the block for it.
It'd be a shame if you were wrong then, wouldn't it? Not very convenient, no head. I say, can we get a move on, Sergei?
Directly.
Good night, Varvara.
I must leave too.
Won't you stay for some tea?
I would be honoured to return a little later, but not now. I must go.
Are they all gone? You want fair copies by 9 in the morning. It's impossible. And why is there never any tea in this house?
Call Sasha. She's slow.
Sasha!
You look exhausted.
From 10 until 3, I was in court. From 3 until 7, I ran around town on office errands. From 7 until now, I was making my way here. From just then until a moment ago, I was listening to you. It's all quite debilitating. Plus, I missed lunch.
I wish you weren't a clerk, Vlas. It's beneath you.
Well, the great thing about doing a job that's beneath you is you don't have a chance to get above yourself, as the actress could conceivably have said to the bishop,
depending on who...
Oh, stop it, you idiot! Why must you be such a clown? Why can't you find work which has some meaning?
Madam, I must protest. Do you imply that the law of Imperial Russia is void of meaning? How dare you? Have you no moral fibre?
Oh, be serious. Just once in a while.
Did you call, sir?
Most respected and incorruptible lady, bring us a cup of tea.
Yes, sir.
And a bite to eat?
Right away, sir. How about a cutlet?
How about a cutlet? Exactly, a cutlet, or anything with the essential qualities of a cutlet. Is it ready yet? Why are you looking at me like that?
Vlasic, I feel very low. I don't know why. Suddenly, no particular moment, I seem to slump. I have no thoughts in my head, and then the walls close in around me. I'm imprisoned in something. The world becomes strange and aggressive, the people in it frivolous and silly, and all you can do is play the fool.
Pray don't think me a pain for my gormless hilarity. We're all trying to stay sane in the face of reality. Rather good,
that's
rather better.
Enough! Stop talking! Just stop talking!
Sure. And he fell silent. But the thing is, you're not exactly being very sympathetic, Varia. I'm silent all day, every day. Day in, day out, I'm silent. I sit there like a little mouse making copies of slanders and duplicates of libels and generally biting my tongue. Is it any wonder that at the end of the day I feel the need to crack the occasional bon mot?
I feel the need to go away. Somewhere. A place where simple people live, people sound in mind and body, where they speak honestly, straightforwardly, and do real, useful things. You know?
Yes, I know. But you won't go, will you?
Here's the tea at last. Shall we sit?
Cutlet'll be ready in a minute, sir.
We're expecting Shalimov tomorrow.
Didn't like his last book. Wet.
I saw him give a reading once when I was a student. I remember him up on the platform, full of strength and vigour, with his chaotic black hair. I watched from the hall, and I tell you, I was shaking. Shaking with sheer joy to think there were such people in the world. It was absolutely thrilling. And he tossed back his hair with a vigorous hand. Those thick locks like a lion's mane that hung around his shoulders. And his eyes would burn into you as if you were the only person present. Must be 6 years? No, 7. No, 8.
Are we indulging in a minor romantic fantasy? Watch out, sis.
Authors, as everyone knows, are slick and cold-blooded seducers.
That's not nice, Blas. Don't be vulgar.
Will you please stop being angry with me?
I'm sorry. But try to understand, I'm waiting for him to come. Like we wait for spring to come. I don't like the winter. I don't like my life.
Above us, a vast, bespangled canopy of night. And you two huddled together, your noses to the ground. Look up, I beseech you.
Good evening, Calaria.
In the woods, no sound is heard. No sound but our thoughts. Oh, glory! The honeyed moonlight, the silken shadows. Day can never be more beautiful than night.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more. Likewise, girls can never be sprightlier than grandmothers. Swallows can never fly faster than
you
crabs.
You know nothing. Not a single thing. Be gone! Please.
I've work to do.
I met Reunion in the woods.
He's back.
He talked about you. A lot.
What did he say?
I think you can guess.
It's very sad.
For him or for you?
Do you hold me responsible, Galeria?
No, Varia.
I tried at first to soothe his melancholy. And I did, I admit, allow him a considerable amount of my time, but then I saw where it was heading, and then he disappeared.
Did you ever confront him?
Oh, no. Not a word was said. Not directly.
Strange kind of love. Lukewarm and weak. A lot of grand words, but no pleasure. For a woman, love without pleasure is an insult. Have you noticed? Ryumin's a hunchback.
Really? No, no, you're mistaken.
There is a malformation in his soul. When I spot that, I can't help but see a physical defect as well.
In light of the multiplicity of suits and slanders allotted, and after full consideration of this aforesaid fact, the chances of your humble servant copying out these depositions by 9 a.m. tomorrow are precisely nil.
You are a hunchback, too.
From all viewpoints, Calaria, or just Sidon?
You have a stunted soul.
It's only in this jacket you notice it.
Rudeness is a deformity, like a hump. And stupidity is much like being lame.
And brunettes marry early, and most metaphysicians are deaf.
That is not very witty.
Yes, it is.
Anyway, what do you know of metaphysics? Nothing.
Yes, I do. It's like tobacco. I once tried smoking. I felt very sick and giddy. A dose of metaphysics produces similar effects.
You've got a weak head. A bunch of daisies would knock you out.
Please, try not to quarrel.
Here we are, sir.
My cutlet has arrived. I shall now eat it. At least that serves some purpose.
Oh, goodness. There are watchmen everywhere. Still, I'm here. Dickens of a job getting away, Varia. Hello, Calaria, dear. Hello, Vlas.
Earth Mother, good evening.
Do sit down, Olga. Tea.
Oh, yes, please. Wait. What's going on out there? It puts the jitters up me, as if something evil's lurking in the forest. Why do the watchmen blow their whistles like that?
To frighten us, I imagine.
Oh, I would have been here sooner. But baby Nadia has the colic, and Volker's feverish, as you know, and Sonia insisted I bath her. Oh, and Misha got lost in the woods. And my husband returned from town in an atrocious mood, scowling like a beast. And as for the new nanny, she's driving me to distraction. Where the dickens do they find these girls? Boiled all the feeding bottles till they broke.
Oh, you poor soul. You must be weary.
Too many hours in the kitchen, Olga. You've whipped yourself into a froth.
You haven't the faintest notion what a burden it is raising a family. Being responsible. One day soon they'll come to me and they'll ask, how should we live? And what on earth shall I tell them?
Why tell them anything at all in advance of having to? They might, of course, not bother asking. They might work it out for themselves.
Oh, what do you know about it? They do bother asking all the time. All sorts of scary questions which no one has answers to. Not me, not you, not anyone. Oh, it's so arduous being a woman.
You could always just try being human.
Yes. Go and do your work.
The dawn comes, finally, to kiss away the stars.
Well,
I seem to have depressed everybody. Oh, Lord. Well, I shan't bother coming any more. Don't you want me to visit any more, Varya?
Don't be ridiculous, Olga. It's just that I feel so sorry for you.
Oh, don't say that, don't. I know how repugnant I am. What an object of pity. My soul is all wizened, leathery, the skin of a very old dog. A horrid old dog that'll bite you when you're not looking.
There are people coming out of the woods. Beautiful people walking out of a painting. Reuman is waving his arms like an orator. Oh, he's funny.
Who's with him?
Marya Lvovna, daughter Sonya, Zimin, and Zamislav and Yulia Suslova.
Oh, that Yulia fancy-pants lordy. She'll have a laugh at my expense. I don't like her one bit. She won't lift a finger for her children, that minx. What I find peculiar is they never appear to be ill.
Good evening, Marya Lvovna.
Your husband said you're not feeling well. So what's the matter?
I'm feeling fine. Thank you for coming.
There are worry lines on your face. Oh, you've popped across, have you, Olga? Haven't seen you for ages. And how are your babies?
Hello. I've brought a multitude. But don't panic, we'll be off again soon. Ah, Olga.
Hello.
Ah, those boys. Reuman and Zamislav are with me. May they join us?
Why, of course, Yulia.
I'll go and round them up.
Vlas, you've lost weight. Why?
Couldn't tell you. Lack of food?
And why are you wearing that daft expression?
He always does, Marya Lvovna.
It's my speciality, daft.
I wouldn't call it a speciality. I'd call it imbecilic. Barbara, may I have a word? Your Reuman has finally hit the bottom, mentally and physically.
What do you mean, my Reuman?
He's coming.
I found one of them, at least.
Forgive us arriving so late.
I love to have guests at any hour. Where are you going, Vlas?
Work.
That's what's so gorgeous about the country. You can turn up anywhere whenever you like. Honestly, you should have heard them arguing.
Who?
These two, Reuman and Marya Lvovna.
There are certain things one cannot remain equable about.
But nobody listens to you when you screech like that.
Will you all have tea?
Oh, yes, please.
Your husband's ensconced with my own ball and chain, halfway through a bottle of brandy. They'll end up drunk, Varya. Added to which, my husband's uncle's turned up on the doorstep. He's in beef or possibly bacon, owns a slaughterhouse at any rate. Laughs like a drain, eats non-stop, ever so droll. But where's my Romeo? Wherefore art thou, Romeo?
In the olive grove, fair maid.
Come into my boudoir immediately.
Oh, it's Mr. Zamislav.
Galeria, you love everything beautiful. Why don't you love me? It is too paradoxical for words.
You're rather flashy for my taste.
Really? Lucky I wasn't serious then, eh? In point of fact, what we desire, the fair maid Juliet and I...
Oh, shush, you're so embarrassing. We want to beg a favour, Calaria. May we go to your pristine little room?
Too many members of the general public around here.
Then we'd better go.
Wait till you see my husband's uncle. I think he's escaped from a circus.
Well, who would think, given her flighty manner, that life at their dacha is less than rosy? But apparently...
But it's none of our business, Olga.
What have I said now?
Sometimes one feels one is living in a long-running matrimonial drama. Now...
Mama, we're going for a walk.
Another walk?
Yes, another walk. This place is full of women, and you know how dull I find them.
Oh, tread carefully. It's been rumoured your mother's a woman.
Mama, you? No, since when?
Sonia, leave your tour route.
18 years you've kept me in the dark, and now this bombshell.
Are we going for the walk or not?
May I introduce my slave, Max Zimin?
Why don't you join us, Mr. Zimin?
Oh, I won't bring him into polite company, Varvara. He is only a slave.
Excuse me, ma'am, but she's practically ripped the sleeve off my jacket, trying to get me to agree with her. Which I don't.
See? He's insufferable. I better take him off for further tedious protestations of unyielding love.
Oh, I thought we were discussing class solidarity.
We were. But the moon has just come out. Oh. Back to the woods.
Don't push me, Sonia.
If you can be pushed, I'll push you. Good night.
She certainly has some spirit.
I was like that once.
You get on so well with her, Mario.
Well, we're friends.
Friends? How on earth can you be friends?
I'm sorry?
She's your daughter.
Well, it's terribly easy, Olga. You just have to be honest. Never deceive them. Never hide the truth from them.
Well, that's one hell of a risk, Maria Lvovna. Never hiding the truth.
Oh?
The truth is hard and cold and a great incitement to scepticism. Show a child the dreadful face of truth and you will poison their sensibilities at once.
Oh, you prefer to poison them slowly, lie by lie. So you can't even see yourself how you are ruining their personality?
Well, steady on, I did not suggest that at all. I mean, we have a right to be deceived about the nature of human existence. Because if you stare life straight in the face, what do you see? Some inscrutable beast which devours us and sucks our blood and mashes our brains just for pleasure. What the devil is it for? And the older you get, the more you become aware of the filth, the banality, the mediocrity, the injustice that surrounds us, and the more you crave purity and light. We can't escape the contradictions, and we haven't the strength, have we, to purge ourselves of the evil. So, for God's sake, allow us our right not to see the naked truth. Allow us to indulge the masquerade. Allow us to... Oh, I'm sorry, Favre. I lost control again, bellowing.
Yes.
You're angry with me.
Yes, but not for the reasons you think.
Then why?
Because you said something altogether different 2 summers ago. Quite different. But equally heartfelt. Equally loud.
Well, everyone changes their ideas, you know.
Ooh, wicked little things' ideas. Flitting through our heads like bats.
Do you doubt my sincerity, Maria Lvovna?
Oh, no, I don't. You're hysterical enough to be sincere, if not exactly persuasive. It's clear to me that you are a scared man, Pavel. You'd like to hide your head in the sand. Well, you're not alone in that. Many people are frightened of life.
That's true. And you know why? Because they can see how vile it is. They feel it more keenly every day. The whole business of existence is strictly predetermined, with one factor only being random and meaningless, human life itself.
Try and reconcile the accident of your creation with the urgent need to reform Russian society. You might find it takes on some meaning.
Lord, whenever I hear a heated conversation, I assume I've done something wrong. Time for me to go home before I disappear into the depths of my own pointlessness. Oh, how I wish everyone could be nicer.
Stay, Olga. What a strange way to live. Talking. Full of opinions, aren't we?
Are you referring to me?
I'm referring to us all. We lead ugly lives, ugly and boring.
What happened to your brother?
Locked himself in the study. Vlas has an awful lot of work.
Oh, I was too hard on him. I get cross watching him act the joker all the time.
Isn't it tiresome? But if you could try being a little less aggressive, I think you'll find he's a decent man. Never been shown any affection, that's all.
Of course. Anyone would be the same.
He was brought up by father, who was a drunk and used to beat him.
I'll just go in and say hello.
Oh. Good evening, everyone. Isn't it hot?
Olga, your husband's here.
There you are, Olga. Coming home now?
Yes, immediately. Had a nice walk.
Will you take a glass of tea, Kirill?
Tea? No, thanks. Never drink it in the evening. Pavel, I need a word with you. Fact is, it concerns the Juvenile House of Correction. Yes, further trouble. The damned warders have been beating the damned children, according to yesterday's paper, and you and I are being held responsible.
I haven't been out there for a good while, to tell the truth. Never seem able to find the time.
Well, that's a familiar tale. No one seems able to find the time. We're all busy being busy, but does anything ever get done? What is wrong with us? Myself, I get terribly tired. So tired. A little wander in the woods, that soothes the nerves, but generally, I'm feeling the strain.
You do look tense.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me. And today brings further tribulations. That, buffoon of a mayor has queried the accounts of the hospital. Apparently we're feeding the patients far too much and prescribing too much quinine. Cretin.
For one thing, it's none of his business. For another, if he'd improved the drainage at the lower end of town, the demand for quinine would dry up. What does he think I'm doing? Drinking the stuff myself? I can't abide damn quinine. Make economies, says the mayor. So be it, I'll make economies. The sick will suffer, but a healthy audit naturally takes priority. I'm not one of these Maria Lvovnas with a private practice, so I'm stuck in this stupid job
because you've such a large family. Oh, I've heard it all before, Kirill, umpteen times. I don't know why you feel the need to dredge it up in public. Oh, you are a tactless man!
Olga!
Leave me be! I know what he says, I've heard him!
No, Olga, wait!
Damn. Did it again. I never mean to. My apologies, Pavel.
Careful!
Sorry.
What's the matter with him?
Nerves are shot to hell. Has she gone home, Barbara?
Yes. He's running after her.
I don't trust Dudikoff. For a doctor, he's not exactly in the peak of condition. He sweats, he scratches. He stirs his tea with that little hammer he keeps in his medical bag. You won't catch me taking one of his prescriptions.
I believe he'll put a bullet in his head someday.
How can you say that so calmly?
Doctors frequently commit suicide.
And that upsets you less than losing an argument.
Gather round, everyone!
Calaria has agreed to recite a new composition.
Comfortable? Thank you.
My lords, ladies, and gentlemen, your concentration, please!
So we're going to have poetry. What larks!
You will have to be quiet, Vlas, if you want me to perform.
The life force froze within him.
Sit down. We'll be as good as gold.
So glad to hear it. What I am to recite is a prose poem of my own composition, which will in due course be orchestrated for string quintet.
A prose poem? How novel. I'm sure I'm going to love it. I love anything original. I love picture postcards. I love automobiles.
I love earthquakes. I love tuberculosis.
May I commence? It is entitled The Edelweiss. The peaks of the Alps, enclapped in ice, shrouded in snow for all eternity. And above them, silence. The kingdom of silence, the wisdom of uncharted altitudes. Beyond the mountaintops, the wilderness of heaven, the sad, uncountable eyes of the stars. Below, on the plain, in the province of man, on the close-packed plain, life stirs. Fearfully and fitfully, man suffers and strives. From the dark pits of the earth comes dissonance, cacophony, grim threnodies of life, cries of anger, cries of laughter, cries of love. But the alpine peaks and the supine stars are unmoved. Yet, clinging to the ice caps, encased in awesome silence, bearing witness to the torment of man, a perfect flower grows, solitary and sad. The Edelweiss.
Oh. Very fine. Pure and fine.
Even I liked it. It was jolly good. So refreshing, like cranberry juice on a scorching day.
Go away, Vlas.
I'm serious. I enjoyed it.
Beg your pardon, ma'am. Mr. Shalimov is here.
The writer.
It's not due till tomorrow.
I wonder, what will he be like?
Evening.
Evening.
All right.
All right.
On your own?
Yep.
Who's got that house this year?
Suslov, engineer.
New people, is it?
What do you mean, new people?
Not the old people as had it last year.
New people, old people, all a cow in same.
Townies.
Yep, summer folk. 15 years, Boris. 15 years I've been watchman here, seen them all, lost count. They come and go like pimples on your ass.
Pimples, right. Sounds like we're going to have some music.
Marvellous.
And they're putting on a play. Stepanita says...
Oh, they do that regular. Plenty of leisure time, you understand.
I've never seen a play.
Well, you haven't missed much.
What are they like, then?
Nothing complicated about it. First, you dress up in clothes that aren't yours. Don't ask why. Next, you mouth off a lot of words. Whatever takes your fancy sort of thing. You might be happy, you might be sad. The matter. He possibly runs up and down a bit. But only on the platform, mind. You don't get off. That's forbidden.
Why?
Dunno. It is a bit restrictive. Then, you all has a go at each other. Bit of fighting. Bit of kissing, if you're lucky. Right, just do the first thing as comes to your head, far as I can see.
And that's it?
Yep. That's acting.
Well, bugger me.
Here they come. Pick up your rifle. Look sharp.
All right.
We're on guard, son, not on holiday.
So, these Germans turned up.
Germans, uncle?
Yeah, pots of capital. My little outfit was old, the equipment obsolete. The Germans had the latest gear, could get through 5 times the volume. Kept their prices low, see, began to undercut me. I thought, you're on a hiding to nothing, my son. You'll never beat a German. So I sold them the lot.
You sold the factory?
I kept the house in town. Dirty, great place. Everything else I got shot of. And now I've nothing left to do but count my money. Feel a right bloody fool, to be honest. Sold up, felt like an orphan. Nothing to do, bored stiff.
Hello, Piotr.
Hello! Basov's wife, isn't it? Now, that's what I call a woman. If I was 10 years younger...
But I say, I thought you were married, uncle?
I was married. And not just the once. They either died or ran away. Didn't stick around, whatever way you slice it. Had kiddies, too. Couple of little girls. They died. And a boy... He drowned... Oh, well. But as far as women go, I have a certain expertise. Your Russian woman can't resist a stud like me. Piece of cake to take her off you. You know why? On account of your pathetic bloody husbands. I'd roll in from Siberia, wiping the ice off me nose, spot some pretty filly, usually married to a toff in a daft hat, and 15 minutes later, I'd be holding her in my arms. Yep, easy as that. Then they either died or ran off. Oh, well. Nobody left now.
So, what are you planning to do?
I thought I might stay with you.
You still can't get used to it, can you?
No, I can't.
Didn't it occur to you he might have changed?
Not really.
Stupid.
I know. And in my mind I saw him as he used to be. Not older and so different.
So Shalimov has lost his hair. Is that so terrible, Varvara? He's bald, but he's still Shalimov.
Is he?
Hello there. Been for a stroll?
Oh, we've been for a swim.
Cold?
Bearable.
I wouldn't say no to a swim. Come along, Piotr.
No, I'm sorry, I can't.
Oh, but maybe I'll drown, and you'll get hold of my money even sooner.
I need to talk to Mr. Basov here.
Have it your way. Oh, you might have come into a fortune.
Jesus Christ. Peace for a minute.
Varya, Mr. Suslov's in need of a drink. Send out a bottle of beer. Mr. Shalimov needs one too. Well, so do I, in fact. Please, Varvara.
Very well.
How is the old boy?
Hellish.
They're not much fun at that age, are they?
I think he wants to come and live with me.
Live with you? Could you cope with it, Pyotr?
God knows. I imagine he'll get what he wants.
Thanks, Sasha.
That's more like it.
You've gone very quiet, Yakov.
I feel like I've had the stuffing knocked out of me. Who was that Amazon?
Marya Lvovna.
I say, Shalimov, you haven't been arguing with her.
All the way through lunch. She's one ferocious female, I tell you.
I can't stand her.
I'm a mild-mannered chap, but I nearly lost my self-control. I don't like to be rude.
Well, she's got no such scruples.
Well, look at it from my point of view. A chap sits down to write something, and it's a devil of a job. You sweat blood over it, and when you're done, frankly, you're knackered. So your friend's got a dacha in the country, so you come down to rest and relax. Suddenly, a fiendish woman appears out of the blue, and before you know it, you're on trial for your life. What do you believe in? What do you aspire to? Why do you write about this? Why are you silent about that? And more, you weren't clear about this. You lied about that, and that's not convincing. That's not beautiful. And you think to yourself, please... Have a go, madam. See if you can write something that's sublime and convincing and true. I'm sure you're an undiscovered genius. Just leave me be.
It's par for the course, my friend. If you row down the Volga, you eat sturgeon stew. If you meet an author, you suddenly become an intellectual. You see what I mean?
She's not an intellectual. She's a witch.
Barbara, are you there?
Hello?
We are planning a picnic, fair lady. A nautical picnic.
Yes, and we're going on a boat.
Ooh.
Come inside.
Is Calaria home?
Yulia? Wait a minute. Yulia!
Go on in, Pyotr. Poor fellow's jealous. Of my assistant, Zamislav. Planning the picnic? You see what I mean? His wife, Yulia, spellbinding woman, and Zamislav.
Is that so?
Keep her under close observation. Yakov. Why is it so long since you've published? Got a major project underway?
No, I haven't got a major project underway. I haven't got a damn thing underway. How the devil can you write when you don't understand what's going on in the world? Everything seems to be changing shape, slipping, sliding. Nothing has any solidity.
Why don't you say that, then? I do not understand what's going on. Isn't it crucial for a writer to have, above all else, sincerity?
Oh, yes. Thanks for reminding me. If it had anything to do with sincerity, I'd throw away my pen and grow cabbages in the mode of Diocletian.
Ah. See what you mean.
I need to eat. So I must write. But who am I writing for? It's a mystery. 5 years ago, I was... quite convinced I knew my reader, knew what he was like, knew what he wanted from me. And suddenly, overnight, I lost him. He simply disappeared. Catastrophe. Now they're saying a new reader has emerged. A new reader. What in God's name is that?
No, I don't follow. How can you have lost your reader? What about me and all the fellows like me? We read you. Well, we buy them anyway.
Of course, loyal chaps, I appreciate it.
Boris! Will you get rid of those people?
Yes, sir. Right away, sir. Come on, you lot. Clear off out of it. Private property.
Very tricky case, Yakov. Very tricky. But maybe you're just feeling the pinch. Turbulent times and all that. Half the country on strike. And yours is a highly demanding profession. Why not spend the summer here? Have a drink and a laugh. Settle your nerves. You see what I mean? Shall we go in? Yakov. Could you do something for me? Could I ask you to act the peacock a little?
Act the peacock? What the devil do you mean?
I mean, in front of my wife. Ruffle your tail feathers, strut up and down like you used to. Varya needs to be distracted. Something is eating at her.
And I am to be the... distraction. Are you out of your mind?
You agree?
For an old friend, if that's what you want.
She's yearning for something, and I don't know what. In fact, everyone in my circle's gone rather weird, moody, talking in riddles. Very strange behaviour altogether.
Oh, by the way, did you get married again?
Oh, yes, and divorced again, too. I tell you, it's hard to make friends with women.
Life is hard, but people are frivolous. Why do you suppose that is?
No idea, Doctor, but do you or don't you want to hear about my father?
Your father, Vlas?
Go on, Vlas, tell us.
Yeah, our father, yes. My father was a cook, but he drank too hard, and he loved me very severely. So severely, I was dragged everywhere he went, his resident spud peeler. He developed the lethal notion that I should be educated. This happened while he was working for a bishop, so, in short order, I was installed in theological school. A few months later, fired again, he went to work for the railway, so I found myself in technical college. Then it was agriculture, then art school, followed by business administration, which I proved less than a runaway success, and was consequently thrashed and put back to peeling the spuds. To sum up, by the time I was 17, I had such a deeply ingrained aversion to learning anything at all that even the rudiments of smoking were beyond me. Why do you stare at me like that, Maria Lvovna?
Because your story is sad.
Your future is not looking very bright.
Which bit of my future?
All of it.
No question. He'll have a miserable time. A straight man walks into the world, everyone else has a damn good laugh trying to make him bend. How long do you think before he knuckles under?
You'll have to wait and see, won't you? They're probably serving tea. Should we go in, Doctor?
Yes, there's just time.
I could drink a glass of tea. Do you think anyone would mind?
Come as my guest, old man. I'll just run ahead and check.
He's not a bad lad.
No, he isn't. Such a pity he's so affected.
Ah, that's nothing. It'll pass. Deep down inside, he's honest. Yes. Most people wear their honesty tacked on like a medal. You can hear the buggers shout, I'm honest, I'm honest. But it's like this. The more a young girlie goes around insisting she's a virgin, the more you can be sure she's joined the club. you'll have to forgive me, Maria Lvovna.
It's about what I expected.
Ah, Uncle. Ah, where are you off to, Pyotr?
Just for a smoke, get some air.
Hello, Pyotr.
Good evening. Sultry weather.
Sultry? No.
Well, I'm suffocating.
Have you seen my husband?
He's at the Basovs.
Coming in to see me, Olga? Just taking a stroll.
And why did you leave us?
Because I'm heartily sick of listening to speeches. Mr. Russian Literature holding forth and Maria Red Flag Lvovna.
Don't you find it informative? I do.
That's up to you. Good night.
Well, have you any idea why he's like that?
No, nor do I wish to. Coming in?
Stay outside with me. They'll manage without you.
I'm sure. You're in a state again.
How could I not be? He dashes back from town, spends 2 minutes with the children, then dashes out again. He's running away from family life, that's what he's doing. I know, Kirill's overworked. He needs a break. But what about me? Don't I get a break? I work myself into the ground.
Dear Olga.
I feel I should say to him, I'm going away. Taking the children and going away.
That's a splendid idea. Give yourselves a rest from each other. Make the arrangements. I'll lend you the money.
I owe you too much already. I hate myself for not being able to manage without your help. Do you know, there are times when I don't like you. Loathe you, in fact. Can't bear you. Always so calm and rational. Never
showing your emotions, never getting involved.
I only know how to keep silent, so I don't allow myself to complain. It doesn't mean I don't feel like it.
Well, I believe that those who are always helping others must, at the bottom of their hearts, despise the ones they're helping.
Yes, and I'd like to be one of the helpers.
So you can despise the needy?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, I don't like people. Why should I like people? I don't like Maria Lvovna. Who does she think she is to judge us from on high? I don't like Reuman. Spouts his philosophy. Hasn't the guts to lift a finger. Do you think I like your husband? He's as soft as bread before you put it in the oven. And as for your brother, who's in love with Lvovna...
Oh, God! What's come over you? That's not nice at all.
So? And Calaria, the Snow Queen, claims to be searching for truth and beauty, really looking for a man to take her to bed.
Olga, stop this. You shouldn't allow yourself to...
I do not care.
These are dark places, Olga, dark.
I do not care where I go, as long as it's away from here. I want to live. I'm no worse than anyone else. I've got eyes in my head. I'm not thick. I can see that even you... Oh, you live very nicely, thank you. Your husband's made some money, not 100% honestly either, according to what people say.
Okay.
You've contrived somehow not to tie yourself down with screaming children.
Contrived? What are you implying?
I don't know how you did it.
Did what? What do you mean?
Well, not anything in particular... But my husband says some women don't want children.
I have no idea what you mean. But you clearly suspect me of something base. Oh. Don't say anymore.
Varya, I didn't mean it. Don't look at me like that. I'm only repeating what everyone knows about your husband.
I treated you as my sister. If I didn't know how difficult things are for you, if I didn't know how we used to dream, to share our dreams of another way of life. Oh, God.
I've said something awful, haven't I? Please, please forgive me. I'm so nasty.
We've watched our dreams disintegrate. Wept for them together. I'm very hurt, Olga. Have you got what you wanted? You hurt me.
Don't be like that, Varya.
I'm going. Don't follow me. Don't you dare follow me.
What? Never? Can't I be with you ever, Varya?
You don't understand. Why have you done this to me?
Oh, I've escaped. That world-renowned thinker Reuman got me in an awful muddle, so I simply ran away. Brilliant, eh? But what's this? You haven't been crying. And Mrs. Judikova, you crying too?
Do you want me to go, Varvara?
Yes.
Then I will.
Sorry. What were you saying?
Oh, my dear friend, have you had some trouble? You're like a fish out of water, you know that? A pretty little flatfish gasping for air.
Would you mind telling me, Mr. de Voyer-Tautier, what you think gives you the right to address me like that?
I'm old, that's all. I'm so old I'm practically dead. When you reach my age, you can get away with murder.
You barge in, you're so familiar.
I don't belong here either. I'm gasping for air just like you. That's what I'm trying to say.
Oh, I don't mind, really. Don't think me rude. I'm just not used to this kind of behaviour.
Oh, you've never been to Siberia, have you? Come on, take me for a walk. Humour an old goat.
Oh, it's turning chilly. Let me fetch my shawl and we'll go. I won't be a moment.
Look out!
Oh, dear. Sorry I'm late. Had a puncture.
Idiot! What is that thing? It's dangerous.
Oh, it's my bicycle. The others are on their way. Two girls and a cadet. They'll be here any moment. They know their lines. Well, at least I think they do.
I'd be very happy to meet them, but why would they want to meet me?
Well, you're in the cast, aren't you?
Not as far as I know. I'm about to take a walk with a captivating lady.
Ah, an actress, huh?
Certainly not.
So, you aren't This isn't...
I assure you I'm not in a play, young fella.
Oh, heck. Frightfully sorry. It's just, with the wig and the over-the-top voice, I assumed you were some sort of character actor.
I do not have an over-the-top voice!
Come off it, yes you have.
I have nothing to do with your amateur dramatics.
Oh, there they are. Of course, now I can see the stage. Keep up the vocal work. It's impressive.
Holy God.
See my wife?
Oh, yeah.
The Duchess swarming with actors. They say she invited them.
Actors? Who can tolerate them? Why we give them space on the bloody earth, I've no idea. Struth, the intellectuals are still at it.
I tell you, I'd happily traverse the Arctic Circle just to avoid her. She's impossibly hot-tempered.
It makes me furious, that level of didacticism. These types are criminally intolerant. Why do they assume we should agree with everything they say?
Show them something finer, then. More impressive dreams.
There's nothing impressive about her dreams, Barbara. Equitable redistribution of wealth, welfare for the poor, democracy. Oh, cold and unpoetic, her dreams.
But I've yet to hear anything more exciting. I'm not very eloquent, I know, but surely, my good friends, we have a duty to encourage people to believe in themselves, to recognize their value, to recover their dignity. Only then can we begin to behave like human beings, surely.
Dear God, I don't think Maria Lvovna's the one to teach us how to behave like human beings.
Oh, well, why do you all dislike her so?
First, because she's Maria Lvovna. Second, because she's the most exasperating person any of us have ever met. When someone insists to me that they alone know the true meaning of life, I feel as if I'm being pinioned by some primal creature and squeezed into a totally different shape.
The society of such people is asphyxiating.
And the society of people who do nothing but grumble, does that make you breathe more freely, Galeria?
Her politics are out of date.
No, it's not so, because... Because...
Mrs. Bassava, don't let a lot of speechifying upset you. Come and have a walk, like you promised.
Yes, I shall. I wish I could express myself more clearly. It's infuriating being so unintelligent.
I assure you that you are not. Would you mind if I join you?
Please do, Mr. Shalimar.
Now, we'll go to the river and sit in the summer house, shall we?
Well, she's certainly perked up since Shalimov arrived. Fiery words, eh? And for what? Some burnt-out hack who can no longer feel the solid earth beneath his feet. Do you know how to tell when he's lying?
How?
His lips move.
She knows what he's like. She talked to him last night. I saw her later, crying like a baby. Disappointment. I suppose he looked so mighty from afar. She thought he'd put some sparkle in her barren little life.
Oh, it's Lvovna.
Let's go.
It is an undisputed fact.
Yes, but you ought to go a little easier on folks, you know.
I beg your pardon.
Oh, damnation, who got my line all tangled? How am I going to catch anything with this?
People get tired, do you see?
Is your rod all right?
Yes, it's, fine, Sergei.
Well, mine's a mess. By your rule book, if a chap becomes a writer, he must automatically become some sort of hero, too. But it isn't the case, Maria. Not all writers have it in them.
Everyone should push themselves harder.
Well, goes without saying. Perpetual self-improvement. All for it, aren't we, Kirill? But there are limits to what's possible.
Ah, limits. Yes, there are limits.
If you want to achieve something, you go about it gradually. See what I mean? Evolution is the byword here. That's one of the great lessons I've learned. Evolution is the way forward.
I am not demanding the impossible. We live in a country where, given the nature of the body politic, the writer, and only the writer, can become a spokesman for truth and decency. Do we have a free press? Do we have a forum for debate? No. Who speaks for the people? No. Only the writer can become an impartial judge of our vices and a fighter for our rights. Therefore, that's what the Russian writer must be. There's no argument.
You're quite right.
And is your friend like that? Not a bit of it. What's he searching for? What are his ideals? Who is he? My friend or my enemy? It's like his identity's been surgically removed. I haven't an inkling who he is.
I've the utmost admiration for your reforming zeal, but... Is she gone? Oh, phew. What was she so steamed up about? Good God above. Let's go and catch some fish.
A lot of what she says is perceptive.
Well, it's easy for her to be smart. Got her own practice, works when she likes.
Notice how Yakov wriggled out of it when she put him on the spot. Sly as a fox, he is. And he spent 6 months living with his last wife before he ditched her.
Divorced. The polite word is divorced.
Yeah, divorced, ditched, whatever. Anyway, now she's dead, he's trying to claim her inheritance. Nice little estate in the Ukraine. Got some balls or what?
That's, on the greedy side, wouldn't you say?
Greedy? Hardly the case. You could never have too much property.
I find it remarkable.
What?
That we don't all loathe each other.
Are you serious?
Entirely. Fact is, we are... what is the phrase? Hollow men, are we not?
Speak for yourself, Doctor. All my essential organs are in situ. I'm in the prime of life.
Oh, don't be a flippant, Sergei. I feel quite empty inside.
Physician, heal thyself, is all I can say to that. All right, let's go.
You know, it's damned hard to have an adult conversation with you.
And don't waste your breath, if you see what I mean. It's not compulsory.
Oh, goody! Actors! I can see actors! What time did you call the rehearsal?
6.
And what time is it now?
7:30.
Oh, we're late, Nikolai!
Everyone expects you to be late. Now I'm late too. And that's your bad influence.
Are you being impertinent?
No, no, complimentary. I'd rather have a bad influence than a good any day.
Julia! Oh,
are you following me?
I have to go inside, business with the boss. Excuse me, please.
Where have you been?
Here and there.
With Zamislav? And so publicly? Don't you see what a spectacle you're making of yourself? People are laughing at me.
Laughing at you? Never.
Be careful, Julia. You don't know what I'm capable of.
Yes, I do. You're capable of behaving like a drunken pig. I know that.
Don't speak to me like that, you little whore. We have children. You are depraved.
If you want to have a scene, let's have it at home. My supporting cast are over there. I don't want you embarrassing me in front of them. You with your blotchy red face. Go home.
I'll shoot you one day.
I'm free on Tuesday, if that's any good.
But I'm not convinced you have any poetic talent.
Ah, there you're wrong. I've talent coming out of my toenails. How about this? Here is a peach, here is a pineapple, food for the wealthy, but not for Vlas. In all his days he never shall grapple with such exotic fruits, alas.
Why do you waste your time on such tosh? Tell me what you really want.
What do I want? I want to live well.
And what are you doing about it?
Nothing.
Sonia?
Here, Mama.
Max is leaving. Better go home. He wants to say goodbye.
I'll hand this ventriloquist over to you. If he talks gibberish, punch him.
No, I don't talk no gibberish, missus. I've only been trying to communicate with that whelp of yourn on my...
Blast, dear, why do you do it? You debase yourself. What is the point?
The point? I like to hear people laughing. If I'm not funny, they don't.
Oh, I'm sick of it, Maria. Downright sick.
It's not as if they're people I love or respect or find any value in. They're tiny, insignificant things. Mosquitoes. You can't talk to them. They're so stupid, I feel a grotesque need to be even stupider.
If you knew how happy it makes me to hear you talk like this.
Heads crammed with all their bilge. I want sometimes to drown it in vodka. I don't know how to live amongst them and yet be different from them. It's poisoning me, this banality.
Oh, listen, they're coming. Christ, how I hate them. Let's go somewhere else, can we? I so want to talk to you.
Yes.
I can't take any more.
No, I
have
won't.
Have mercy on a poor author. Can't you make a stop, Barbara? I've had quite enough theorizing for today. Couldn't I just vegetate for a while, lie down, let my roots soak up some moisture? I really don't want to do anything more stressful than flirting with beautiful women.
Well, you carry on in your own little world, Mr. Chalamet. I'm still waiting to hear your opinion.
My opinion? Very well. Friendship between a man and a woman is an academic possibility, yet it will inevitably die.
biological realities. See? In truth.
In other words, it can only exist as a prelude to love.
Aha, now love, I tell you, now we're onto something truly serious. When I love a woman, I want to...
Julia, on stage, please.
Oh, time for my entrance. Goodbye, Mr. Fruit and Veg Man. Don't let your roots get waterlogged.
Vicious little creature. Why do you look at me like that, Barbara? Some women, I find, can only converse in a certain language. You're shocked?
Not much shocks me anymore.
Understood. Nevertheless, you think me equivocal. Well, we can't all be as blunt as that hysterical Mr. Ryumin. Oh, I'm sorry. He's your friend.
I have no friends.
I admit to a touch of the chameleon. You know the saying, run with the wolves, howl like the wolves. Well, it's good advice, especially from someone who's drunk the cup of loneliness to the dregs as I have. You haven't quite had your fill yet, so you can't...
What?
I mustn't detain you. Good day.
Please!
Arya! I've been in fishing heaven! Look at these perch!
Bob!
Even Dudikoff, who can barely cast, landed a couple.
Oh, look here, dearest. On my way up the path from the river, I happened to glance into the trees, and do you know what I saw? I saw Flash on his knees in front of Marya Lvovna, and the boy was kissing her hands. I mean, good God! She's old enough to be his mother. Never a word with him.
Sergei, listen a minute. Keep it to yourself. Don't breathe a word. I'm sure you've misread the situation. It would be terrible.
Keep your hair on. I won't tell. But Marya Lvovna, good God!
Sergei, promise me. Promise.
Well, the hell with them both. I promise. But what's going on?
I don't know what's going on, but it's not what you think. They're not having an affair.
Oh, they're not, eh? What was she doing then? Brushing his teeth?
Oh, but I went fishing and I didn't see a thing. Just fish, that's all I saw.
Oh, I say, we heard about Yakov.
Isn't he a swine?
What now?
Why are you so touchy? This is a different story.
I don't want to know any more stories. Can't you get it into your head? I don't want to know.
You are weird. Nothing spectacular. Yakov's asked me to represent him when he goes to court over his late wife.
I am begging you. I am begging you. Be quiet!
I will. If I may suggest that we seek some medication for you, Varya. For your nerves. Getting beyond a joke. Do you see what I mean?
Quiet, please. Attention, ladies and gentlemen. Act 1, Scene 1, beginners. The play is about to commence.
Boring picnic.
Boring life.
Men are having fun.
They've had plenty to drink. Now they'll be swapping dirty stories. Had a few drinks myself. Didn't make me very merry. Wine actually makes me feel worse. Makes the living that bit harder. I get this urge to do something wild.
It's all so unclear. Blurry round the edges. Life frightens me.
Yes, I understand.
No, you don't, Varya. Don't begin to think so. You don't understand me. I don't understand you. Nobody understands anyone. We drift about like ice floes in the Baltic, banging into each other.
And she turns to him and she says, I only come in for a sausage.
Very good.
It's becoming more and more like a meat market, the way we live. Everyone wants as much as they can for as little as possible.
What would make people more bearable, do you think?
Honesty.
Honesty. No, conviction.
I wish you two would give up.
Reminds me of a sad song the washerwomen used to sing in the place where my mother worked. I think I'd just started school. I remember the laundry full of grey steam and half-dressed women singing in their tired voices.
Sasha! Bring some more beer!
Oh, I had a good life then. Those rough women loved me. When they'd finished work in the evenings, they used to drink tea at a long, scrubbed pine table. And they'd sit me down among them as if I was grown up too.
Ah, dreary. You're as bad as Maria Lvovna.
The way we live now is despicable.
Yes, it is. And we've no idea how to live better. My mother slaved for 40 years, yet you can't conceive how generous she was, how cheerful. She pushed me to study. I remember her utter joy when I graduated from college. She could barely walk by that time. Rheumatism. And when she died, she said, "Don't cry, Varya. You live, you work, and then it's time to go." I think there was a lot more meaning to her life than there is to mine. I feel clumsy and ignorant, a stranger in a strange land, out of my depth. Don't understand the world in which cultured people live. It seems so brittle. Knocked together fast like booths at the fair. No. Like ice fragments floating on a river. They gleam and glitter, but they're riddled with dirt and shame. Whenever I read a really honest, straightforward book, a courageous book, it's as if the sun is rising. Light of truth in the sky, and it'll melt the filthy ice, and the pure, clean water will wash it away.
Why don't you leave your husband? So vulgar, superfluous to requirements. Leave him. Go off, study, work, fall in love.
Valeria, please.
Squalor doesn't bother you. You've lived among washerwomen. You could live anywhere.
That's your own brother you're talking about.
I can start on your husband if you like.
Suits me. I frequently tell him what I think of him, which of course drives him mad. Then he has his turn. Yesterday he said I was depraved.
Julia, what did you do?
Nothing. What's the point in arguing? I'm not entirely sure what depraved means, but I've a jolly good mind to find out. It's presumably to do with men, and that's a subject which intrigues me. I know I'm pretty. Whilst I was still at school, the masters began to stare, and I'd blush, and they'd leer and grin like gluttons in a pie shop.
Oh, how disgusting.
Yes, it was. I confided in friends who'd got married, and they enlightened me. But I've my darling husband to thank for arousing me to such a peak of curiosity. He's the one who managed to really corrupt my imagination. So, in return, I corrupt his life. Fair exchange, they say, is no robbery.
One of my favourite proverbs, quoted it many a time. Varvara, would you care to stroll by the river?
I wouldn't mind.
May I offer you my arm?
No, thank you.
You're a sad little thing. Not at all like your brother. He's the life and soul of the party here.
Do you like that Shalimov? I think he's a fake, cold skin like a frog. I've a feeling he's soft on her. But she's so remote. Keeps her distance from all of us. And stares at us with those eyes. What does she think she'll see? I'm fond of Varya, but afraid of her too. Far too pure for my taste.
Where are the oars? Don't sink it! Get in!
What's happening? Come on, let's go down to the river.
Yes, let's.
Watchman, bring the oars, you old fool.
You mustn't say that. I won't allow it.
I will say it. I will.
Look, you must treat me with respect.
But I love you. I love you, Maria. I'm out of my mind with it. I love the way you think, the way you look, the lock of grey hair that gets in your eyes.
Be quiet, you. Be quiet.
I need you like air to breathe. I cannot live without you.
Oh, my God, can't we do without all this?
You've given me back my self-esteem. I was in darkness, walking off the path. You've shown me how to be a man.
You're torturing me, my darling. Go away.
You've given me so much, but I beg you to be generous. Give more.
Oh, I beg you.
I can't do without your love.
Leave me alone.
Tell me you can love me back.
Later. I'll answer later. I'm an old woman, can't you see? I insist that you stop this instantly, Vlas, and leave me. Go away.
I'll go. And you'll tell me later.
Later. Later, yes. Go.
Oh, Varya. What is it? Has Vlas been horrible?
No.
Yes. Oh, horrible. I don't know. I don't understand.
Come, come. Tell me what happened.
He said he loves me. But I have grey hair and three false teeth. Surely he can see that. My daughter is 18.
Oh, my darling, try not to cry. You are...
What? I'm a what? I'm an unhappy woman, that's what I am. Barry, help me to get rid of him.
I see you feel pity, but not love.
Oh, no.
Poor Vlasic.
No, you've got it wrong. It's not pity for him. It's pity for me.
Why?
Because I love him. Does that seem absurd? Yes, I love him. Grey hair and all, I'm hungry for it. Hungry for life. I don't feel I've lived at all yet. My marriage was a sham. 3 years. I've never known love. And now, ashamed though I am to admit it, I'm desperate for some tenderness, some comfort. But it's a bit late, don't you think?
My dear friend, what are you so afraid of? If you genuinely love each other,
you actually think it's possible? What about Sonia? My age, my damned age. Would he leave me after a year? I couldn't bear the humiliation.
You can't calculate everything. The odds for this, the odds against that. Don't be scared to live. You deserve some happiness. Oh. And you could do so much for my brother. He never really had a mother, and goodness, how he suffered.
A mother? Yes. Just a mother. I understand now. Thank you.
No, you mistake me. That wasn't to say...
No, I know you didn't mean to, but you hit on a simple truth. I should be a mother to him. That's what I should be. A friend. I have to leave you now. I have to cry. Oh, there's Ryumin. I bet I look aside. Yes. The old bitch has finally flipped.
I'll come with you.
Barbara, a moment.
I'll catch you up. What is it?
You've known me a long time.
4 years, I think, but...
I'm a bit nervous about saying... I want you to...
What? What do you want me to do?
Guess. Guess.
Can't you be more direct?
But... For a long time now... For a long time, I wanted to say... Varya, surely you know what I'm getting at.
What a strange day.
I feel I've loved you all my life.
I prefer you not to talk like this. I don't love you.
But can I just say...
What? Why?
So that's over and done with. How clinical in the end. Yeah, I've been building up to it for such a long, long time. Anticipating with both dread and pleasure the moment when I'd steel myself to say, I love you. And there we are. I've said it.
But Pavel, what do you expect me to do?
Yeah, I see your predicament. But all my hopes rested in you, and now all hope is gone. I'm a dead man.
Don't talk like that. Don't punish me. I'm not to blame.
I'm the one who's being punished. I'm the walking example of unfulfilled promise. When I was young, I made such vows to fight for all that was good and true. Now my best years are behind me, and I've done nothing. Waited too long for the perfect moment. Got accustomed to a life of ease.
But I can't put my blood in your veins. There's no power that can regenerate a person from outside. It's either in you or it's not. I won't say anymore. I'm beginning to feel hostile.
Towards me? Why, Vavra?
Oh, no, not just you. Towards everyone. We're like aliens on this earth. We don't know how to be useful. One day soon, a new species will come. Bold, strong people, quite different from us. And they'll take one look at us and they'll see how useless we are. And they'll sweep us off the planet like trash. Our hideous lies. They are what I am hostile towards.
But I like my lies. Yeah. Without them, I can't go on living.
Don't bear your soul to me. You are not the only one who broke the vows of his youth. There are thousands and thousands of us traitors.
Then it is farewell. Ah,
understand now. I'm too late. I took too long. But you know, Shalimov isn't any. Take a long, hard look at him and...
What right have you to speak to me of Shalimov?
None. Are you going?
Yes, I'm going.
Then, goodbye.
I say, did you hear it?
Hear what?
The argument.
About?
Well, it was Vlas, and the writer, and Zamislav.
No.
Well, you didn't. Pity. It was a cracker. Same old shit, though, if you ask me. I went in for philosophical debate myself once upon a time. I could spout all the jargon. Hegelian dialectic, bourgeois decadence, direct action. Plus, I knew what it meant. But it's all dead, you see. Dead ideas. Man is an animal, and no matter how much bollocks he talks, in the end, all he wants is to eat, sleep, and shag. Am I speaking an inextinguishable truth? Yes, comrade, I am. When Shalimov opens his mouth, I understand. He's a wordsmith. It's his trade. And when Vlas opens his mouth, I understand. He's young and profoundly stupid. But when Zamislav opens his mouth, that cheating, grasping swindler, I want to smash my fist into his face. As for that stuck-up Varvara who can't make up her mind who to take as a lover...
You exude filth, Suslov.
Oh, you gutless worm! Oh, they're all villains. All of them, behind a mask. The love of money is the root of all evil. What a load of cock. Money means nothing, if you've got it. The opinion of others, though. There's something to send shivers down your spine.
We were both in the wrong. We both lost our heads a little and, so to speak, lost our respect for each other. Fact is, I can't see why you would respect me. What am I, after all?
You're all I have in the world, you and our little ones. I've nothing else, nothing.
Do you remember, Olga, how way back in the distant past we... Well, we didn't dream it was going to be like this, did we? Not remotely like this.
But what could we have done? We have children to feed.
Yes, the children, I know. But sometimes I wonder if...
Oh, sweetheart... We've done our best. Kiss me. Come into the trees with me.
How touching. No doubt I should follow their example.
That was the preamble to child number 5. Or is it 6? Well, gorgeous Yulia. Will you keep our rendezvous?
Don't know. Do you think I should? Shouldn't I step back on the path of virtue, too?
Nothing to stop you doing that afterwards.
Afterwards, then. Lead me down the path of vice and let my Dacha romance die a natural death.
Mm-hmm.
What caused the fireworks with Vlas and the writer?
Oh, Vlas is off his head today. We got onto the subject of faith.
So, what do you believe in, then, Nikolai?
Me? I believe in myself, only in myself. My right to live any way I want. And you?
I don't believe in anything at all.
When I was a kid, I went hungry. I have a long history of humiliation, Yulia. It was pretty bleak, but I somehow came through it. Now I'm the master of my own destiny, and I'll do whatever's necessary to keep it that way. I have to go. Will I see you tonight?
Tonight, Romeo.
Till then.
Oh, it's him. Yuck. Very musical.
What?
Yulia.
Oh, you stink of wine. I can't smell the countryside. I can only smell you.
You. So close. I forget, Yulia. When did we last...
I wouldn't waste time trying to remember. Listen. Do you want to give me pleasure?
Oh, yes, yes. Tell me how. I'll do anything.
You are such a loving husband, aren't you, Pyotr?
Tell me what you want to do.
I want us to shoot ourselves. I've brought a gun. First you, then me. Let's.
Where did you get that? Throw it away. Throw that ghastly thing away. Will you please do so now?
Don't you like my proposition? You said you were going to shoot me. I'd be entirely happy to kill myself first, but you'd cheat, wouldn't you? And I won't be cheated anymore. And I simply couldn't bear to be parted from you. Doesn't that make you glad? It's a darling little pistol, isn't it?
I don't give a shit what it is. You can't treat me like this.
You won't play the game. I'll just shoot you then, shall I? Oh, what a shame. There's Maria Lvovna. So I can't. She's ever such a nice lady. Why don't you fall in love with her? Hmm? Maria Lvovna! You've turned me into a demon, Pyotr. I'm going to be devilish from now on. Run away. Get lost. Maria, are we going home soon?
What? Oh, I couldn't say. They're scattered all over the place. Have you seen Barbara?
With that so-called writer, probably. I thought you were going. It's quite all right. We won't miss you. Or shall I just...
No, I'm going.
You're very hard on him.
Does him good. I've heard of a tribe of savages who have an awfully quaint marriage custom. Before taking his bride, the man beats her round the head with a cudgel. Since we, of course, are civilized, we do it after the wedding. Were you beaten round the head with a cudgel?
I was indeed.
Lost my damned hat. It just floated away. Some young fools tried to rescue it and sent it to the bottom. Oh, well. Has anyone got a scarf I can put on my head? The mosquitoes, see, go for my bald patch.
Hang on. I'll find something.
We had a right laugh out of young Glass a minute ago. He's a card and no mistake.
How was he? Cheerful?
Happy as a sandboy. Yep, full of beans. Treated us to some of his poetry.
Tell me, will you be staying here long?
Ah, well... I had a mind to see out my days at my nephew's place, but he doesn't seem wildly keen. Got nowhere else to go, though. No other relations. Pots of money, but that's it.
Are you extremely wealthy?
A couple of million, give or take. Well, all right, three. And when I kick the bucket, Pyotr will get it. But not even that seems to tempt him. He's not very loving to his old uncle. I suppose he has everything he needs, and he'll get the cash anyway, so why exert yourself?
You know, you could always put that money to use somewhere else.
Yeah.
Something of social value. Don't you think that might be more rewarding?
Yeah. Yes, could be. I met a fellow who gave me just the same advice, only he was French, so I didn't take him seriously. Speaking to you very frankly... It does seem a shame to give it all to Pyotr.
Mm-hmm.
What's he going to spend it on? He's got a few too many funny habits as it is. You're all right, you are. Not leaving me, are you?
I'm going for a walk.
Hmm.
Were you flirting with Mario, Uncle?
No such luck. Too old for that now. There was a time.
I'm sure there was. I've brought a scarf for you here.
There you are. Tie it on nice and tight. Hey. I've been meaning to ask you something. You don't love your husband, do you?
Could anyone love him, in your opinion?
Then why did you marry him, Yulia?
He pretended he was interested.
Well, God bless.
My lords, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to go home.
Coming!
First-rate spot, eh, Yakov? Haven't we had a marvellous time?
You've spent the day staring down the neck of a bottle, sitting and brooding.
Ah, more wine. I'll have a drop. Ah, excellent. Aren't we having a smashing time, my friends? Life is a many splendid thing, if you see what I mean. If you've got the right outlook, that is. You have to make friends with life. You have to trust it. You have to look at it with the eyes of a child, and everything will be excellent. Friends, let us look with the eyes of a child deep into each other's hearts. Uncle Semyon is laughing at me. Uncle caught a trout, a jolly little trout, so I took the jolly little trout and I put it back into its natural habitat. Why? Because I am a pantheist, and pantheists love everything, including trout.
Sergei, you're a windbag.
Judge not, Yakov, that ye be not judged. And I've heard you when you get going. You are a man of great eloquence, and I am a man of great eloquence. And as for Maria Lvovna, she's a woman of great eloquence and worthy of respect.
On the whole, I'm no great admirer of women worthy of respect.
That's very true. Women not worthy of respect are usually worth respecting more than the worthy ones. It's a well-known fact.
I don't know how you can say that when you're married to such a princess.
Varya, thing is, old boy, she's a Puritan, a saint, but a Puritan. Being married to her is like living in church. She reads too much, thinks too much, and is always quoting the latest apostle. But let's drink to her health.
Any excuse for a toast? As for Maria Lvovna,
I tell you, she's having an affair with my clerk.
What?
No, it's absolutely the case. I saw him on bended knee declaring his love.
I think perhaps better keep that yourself.
Oops. Sorry. State secret.
Time to go home! Time to go home!
Who's coming in the boat?
Is that my beloved wife? I've been left all alone.
How much have you had to drink?
Hardly anything. Don't cross-examine me, Varya. You're too damn strict, and I'm a gentle soul. Sit down, my dear. Let's have a serious talk. A tender talk. The time has come.
Don't be idiotic, Sergei. We're all set to leave. Stand up.
Oh. It's not as easy as it looks.
Now take yourself down to the boat.
Yes, dear. Which way? This way?
That way.
Oh, that way. Did somebody move it?
I think he's had a few too many. Are you tired?
A little.
I am. Tired of looking at these people. I can't bear seeing you amongst them. Am I speaking out of turn?
I'll tell you if you are, Mr. Shalimov.
I watch you. Floating silently through the raucous crowd. And I, too, feel the clutch of loneliness.
I was collecting wildflowers. Would you like this one?
Thousand thanks. It will lie embedded in one of my books. One day, I'll open the book, I'll see the flower. And I'll think of you. Do you find that sentimental?
Go on.
It must be so miserable for you. Trapped in a society where they don't know how to live at all.
Teach them to live better?
I have no confidence in myself as a teacher. I'm an outsider, passive observer. I don't stand on a soapbox. Even if I did, all my art could not inspire these types with courage. Tell me your thoughts.
Some thoughts are too black to be told. You should be strangled at birth.
And make your mind a gravier hut. No, you mustn't be afraid of being apart. The air is cleaner on the outside. The picture's clearer.
I understand you, and I feel as if... as if I'd heard someone I knew was incurably ill.
When I'm with you, I feel I'm on the threshold of a kind of happiness I've never known. It's as if you possess magic powers that could infuse me with superhuman strength, if only you would.
Would what?
Varvara. Don't sneer at me if I... Do you want me to spell it out?
No. There's no need.
Then you understand.
I understand. You're not the world's most subtle seducer.
No, you don't understand.
You've no idea how much I loved you when I first read your books. How I desired you. You seemed so wise, so determined. Once you gave a reading at my college, I was 17, and from that day forth, the image of you glowed in my memory as brilliant as a star. And then when you finally arrived, you were the same as everyone else. What happened to you?
Why is there one rule for the herd and another for me? All of you people carry on exactly as you wish. But because a chap's a writer, he must conform to your expectations. Well, why the devil should I...
Throw away my flower. I gave it to the old Shalimov, the one who was better than the rest of us. Destroy it!
Jesus.
We're just in time.
Oh, Lord, I feel so sleepy.
Well, let me do your button, please.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Shall we go home and, you know...
My dear, sweet Kirill, let's not forget this day.
No, and you won't forget your promise? The extra, how do we term it, restraint?
I'm so full of joy. Life will be better now, won't it? Kiss me.
Come on, better get to the boat.
Glory be. Look at the mess. That's summer folk, all right. That's all they ever leave behind. Mess. Turn the earth into a garbage dump. Who gets to clean it up? Me.
Who's not here yet? Mama, where are you?
Mama, where are you?
I'm here, Sonia.
We're setting off, Mama. Come on, you'll miss the boat. What's up?
Nothing. I think I'll walk. Tell them not to wait for me.
Don't wait for us. We'll walk.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Let's have some music.
Music on the water.
Cast off.
Why didn't you go with them?
I wanted to stay with you.
Well, let's start walking then.
No, sit with me, please. Sit here, my darling Mama. Now tell me what's wrong.
Oh, Sonia. Sonia, my baby girl. If you knew...
Remember when I was little and I cried because I couldn't do my lessons? Yes. And you would put my head against your chest like this and gently rock me. You're the one who can't do her lessons now. Because if you love him...
Sonia? How do you know?
Oh, shh, be still. I was in the woods, walking in the woods. I saw you. I heard you. He's a nice young man. Don't force him away. In your hands, he'll be even nicer.
Oh, my dear daughter. It isn't possible.
Oh, shh. You'll teach him to go to work with love in his heart, as you do, as you taught me to. He'll be a good friend for me, and we can start a wonderful new life. Just the three of us at first, but then four. Because I'm going to marry that funny old Max. Before he left, he proposed to me, Mama, and I love him.
Sonia. Sonia, my darling, darling child.
You will be happy. You will. Max and I will finish our degrees, and then we'll all live together and work. Work to change the world. We'll be brilliant, the four of us.
There will be three of us, Sonia. You and me and Maxim. And if he is with us, it will be as our friend. That's all.
Shh, Mama. Lie still. Oh, there. There. Don't cry.
Thank you.
What our country most needs is this. Enlightened, benevolent chaps. A benevolent chap is an evolutionist. He's not in a rush.
Mm-hmm. Taking your bishop.
You go ahead. I'll have your rook in a moment. A benevolent chap will change the fabric of society gradually, almost imperceptibly, stealthily if need be. But his changes will endure.
Wife's not here, she...
Not yours, no. Do join us for a game, Doctor.
Can't, sorry. In haste. Got to get the medical school report to the printers.
You've been doing that for 2 years.
Well, how many people do you think work at the school?
I don't know. How many?
About half of them. Damned inconvenience, but...
Ludicrous figure, that Doctor.
Your move.
Alrighty-ho. As I was saying, this is one of the great lessons I've learned. We must be benevolent. We must love our fellow creatures. Misanthropy, now fashionable though it is an excess and should be curbed. When I first made my appearance in this part of the world, 18 years ago, all I had was a...
Kick!
Eh? You crafty! How'd you get your knight there?
He who philosophizes loses.
Conclusively proved.
Believe me, it'll pass. It will pass. And then, in your heart, you'll thank me.
It's too painful, Maria.
Christ, keep your head down. It's them.
You must go, Ray, as soon as possible. My darling boy, I promised to write. Work hard. Find a good situation in life. Oh. Be strong. Never yield to everyday pressures, the trivia and spite. You're a fine man, and I love you. Well, yes, I do, but this is not doing you any good, is it? And it's scaring the wits out of me. I'm not ashamed to admit it. I'm petrified by the whole business. Look, you'll get over your infatuation. Whereas I would... The longer it drags on, the more I'll start to love you, and it would end in disaster.
No, I swear to you.
That is necessary, Bless.
Even if I ceased to love you, I would always respect you.
But that's not sufficient. Not for a woman who's still in love. And there's another thing I must say. I believe it an indulgence to become obsessed with one's private life in these days when we have a great fight ahead. When times are hard, come to me. I will greet you as my beloved son. Goodbye.
Goodbye. I love you so much, I think I will weep.
Remember, fear nothing. Submit to nothing. Oh, my God. My God.
You are my first love. None will ever be purer. Thank you. Now, please, go quickly. You bastard!
Oh, I say, we were only...
Don't you dare! Don't you bloody well dare!
Oh, most forceful!
Were you scared?
I didn't know he had it in him. I was well aware it was going on, but... Such passion!
Such nobility!
Oh, Christ, what a pair of comedians!
All a calculation, though, on her part.
How so?
To get him more firmly in her clutches.
I hadn't thought of that.
Oh, she's devious, mark my words. Pulled a rotten stunt on me. My old uncle, on her advice, has given away all his money.
What?
Your daughter.
What is...
A man has come to see you.
Who is he?
Some sort of contractor or something. He says it's urgent.
At this hour? Oh, I'll give him a piece of my mind.
You'll never believe what we saw.
Here we are, me and your husband having a quiet game of chess, and all of a sudden there's Maria Lvovna. So it transpires they're having an affair.
My husband and Maria Lvovna. How diverting.
No. Maria Lvovna and Vlas.
Oh, everyone knows about that. Has done for ages.
Yes, but I've got the latest details.
God bless you all. Where is the lady of the house?
Well, hello, Uncle.
Look who I found along the way, Mr. Reuben.
The wayfarer returns, suntanned and handsomer than ever. Where have you been, then?
To the south. Saw the sea for the first time. Good evening, Yulia.
You definitely are handsomer, Pavel. I think I'll go and see the sea, too.
I've brought you some expensive chocolates, dear niece, as my parting gift.
Why, thank you.
I'll nip inside, if I may.
Please.
I've got some for Barbara, too.
It really was stupendous there. The sea. Standing before it, one feels very small. Man is but a speck of dust in the face of that eternity. May I,
Well, go on in. My wife will be delighted.
I'll come too. Darling Chalk.
Oh, there you are. Did you know Ryumin is back?
In the house?
Yes, and he's replenished his supply of pompous phrases. Well, Varya, you'll never guess what happened. I'm sitting here with Suslov, losing a game of chess, when up pop Vlas and Maria Lvovna. You see what I mean? Actually in the process of, well, in flagrante, as it were, a liaison. And you told me they weren't. Well, they are.
Stop it, Sergei. I won't tolerate your vulgarity.
I haven't been vulgar
yet. I asked you to keep silent, but you've clearly spoken to all and sundry. Do you have the slightest idea how irresponsible that is?
Oh, God, here we go. Is there any point talking to you at all?
No. You should think before you speak, and you should consider when you do what others might be saying about you.
About me? They can say what they damn well like about me. I don't pay heed to gossip and rumour, and I'm surprised that you, my wife, for intimate...
The honour of being your wife is wearing very thin, Sergei.
Avra, how can you say that?
I say as you know what I think.
Well, nevertheless, I am entitled to an explanation.
I'll explain when I feel like it.
Well, I'm going indoors.
Mrs. Basava, I've brought you some extremely posh chocolate.
Thank you.
Lashed out on sweets for all the ladies, so you won't forget me. I've never been averse to a bribe. Do you think in return I could have a photograph to keep?
Of course you can. I'll go and find one.
Uncle Samuel.
We'll be on our way soon, eh, Vlas?
Sooner the better.
Within 24 hours. Oh, well. Wish we could persuade your sister to come with us. There's nothing for her here.
Nothing for anyone here.
Very pleased you're joining me, though. It's a pleasant little town, 4 days' ride from the next. My house is vast, 10 rooms. You'll want to hear the way the wind howls through in winter. Holy God! Ah, Sonya, my little mischief. Come and say goodbye. We're on the train tomorrow, and the day after that, you'll have forgotten this old goat ever existed.
I won't forget you. You're so good and kind and so straightforward. I like straightforward people. You haven't seen my mama, have you?
To my disappointment, no.
She's not inside. Let's go and look for her. She may have gone to the summer house down by the river.
Here, Mrs. Vavoyatochie. I have a photograph. When do you leave?
Tomorrow. That's a charming inscription. Thank you so much. May I say, I've grown to love you, my little flatfish.
Why would anyone love me?
Or does there have to be a reason? I don't think that's what it's about. You love a body, that's it. True love's like the sun in the sky. No one knows what keeps it up there.
I'm not sure about that.
Why don't you come with me? Your brother is...
What would I do? I don't know how to do anything.
Only because you've never learned. Learning's easy. Vlas and I are going to build a school. No, two. One for boys, one for girls.
In order to imbue life with meaning, one needs to accomplish great deeds. Deeds which will linger down the centuries. One needs to construct the new temples.
Now, that's beyond the scope of my ability, that kind of futuristic genius. Left to myself, I wouldn't have thought of schools, but a certain kind person enlightened me.
Ah, yes.
Yet even universities offer no more than endless polemic, fruitless speculation and abstraction, mere guesses at the mystery of existence.
Oh, how predictable, Pavel.
Yes, isn't it? Dead words. Dead as autumn leaves. I speak them out of habit. I don't know why. Perhaps because autumn is advancing. Ever since I saw the sea, ever since then I hear incessantly the ponderous thunder of the waves. Every word ever spoken is drowned in that symphony, drowned like drops of rain in the depths of the ocean.
You seem very tense. Are you all right?
Perfectly. Perfectly, I assure you.
What are you
call standing on your own two feet mean standing knee-deep in dirt?
You float in the ether, do you, Calaria? So the hem of your dress and presumably the lower regions of your soul remain clean? Who do you think requires you so pristine and cold?
I require myself that way.
Fantasy, delusion, it does you no favours.
I've no wish to talk to you. Your room!
Satisfied now, Vlas, given the lady a walloping?
I'm sick of her. Oh, I'm dying of ennui. I told her, you live amongst people, but you die alone.
That's true. Cruel, but true.
The best silver, sir.
Please, Varya, I've asked Sasha to lay up for supper on the veranda. Uncle Semyon, we'll give you a little send-off. We'll open champagne. It's the perfect excuse.
Well, I'm touched.
Yulia! I say, Yulia! Come here a moment.
What is it?
Not in front of everyone.
And for your delectation, my good friends, I shall be serving sausage. And my God, what sausage! Sent to me by a client in the Ukraine, the ideal sausage! Where's my assistant? Or should I say, Yulia's husband's assistant?
Okay, that's vile.
Oh, everyone's aware of it. Don't be so touchy. Right, where's that sausage?
Well, what do you think? Piotr was building a big wall around a prison, and it fell down. Two of the workmen were buried alive.
That's terrible.
Made her day, that has.
Where?
On the other side of town.
Well, congratulations. You goon. Have you ever set foot on a site?
Certainly. Nothing wrong with the plans. It's contractor's fault.
He's never been near the
you
place.
You should be flogged. Holy God, what kind of men are you? You're too bloody idle, that's what. All of you!
I'll shoot myself, shall I, Uncle? Then you can't call me idle.
You won't shoot yourself.
But Piotr, the men who were buried, are they dead?
Who knows? I suppose I'll have to go and see tomorrow.
The whole thing stinks.
You keep your mouth shut, you child!
Piotr, take me back to your dacha. I want to speak to this contractor.
Very well, Uncle.
Good evening.
Olga. It's not so warm now, is it? I'll be needing my fur before long.
Oh, hello, Pavel. When did you get back?
This morning.
Ah, and come to see us already. You are a good friend. Yes, autumn's on the way, so we'll soon be going back to town, where we'll sit behind our thick stone walls and see even less of each other than we do here, more estranged than ever.
Just wind her up and away she goes.
But, Lord, it's the truth.
Pavel, old boy, would you step inside?
Excuse me.
People expect some sort of national renewal to come from democracy, if it ever happens. What sort of lesser life form is he, this democrat?
How penetratingly accurate. He's barely a vertebrate. His only conscious desire is to fill his belly.
And wear shoes on his feet.
What does he believe? Does he have a creed?
And what do you believe? Do you have a creed?
National renewal will only come from those who hold some higher faith. From the aristocracy of the intellect.
The aristocracy of the intellect. Where do you propose we find that?
You're not part of this conversation, Vlas. I'm talking to Mr. Shalimov. Let's move over there.
You're extremely grumpy today.
I feel wretched, Varya.
Come for a stroll with me.
No, 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 thank you, Yulia. I don't have the energy.
Oh, but do, please. I have a little something to tell you.
All right, let's go. What is it?
Well. Varya, are you still angry with me?
Angry, Olga? No.
What? The bastard! If he wasn't married to my sister, I'd...
Come down to the river.
Goodness, what's happened?
Oh, she loves a scandal, the minx. It's no doubt silly gossip. But I can see you are still angry, Varya.
Let's leave it there, may we? I don't like broken things that have been mended, and that includes friendships, Olga.
Forgive and forget. That's my motto. Couldn't you try?
No, we forgive too easily. It's a sign of our weakness, and it kills our respect for one another. There's a man whom I have forgiven over and over again, and now I have no value for him. I'm a nobody. I'm powerless. I'm weak.
here. Vlas, Maria Lvovna.
I'm here.
Yakov, too. Excellent, excellent. Pyotr, open this bottle.
Bread's just coming, Master.
Excellent, Sasha. Everyone, take a pew, please. Let's all drink a toast.
We are all complex beings, fair lady.
I think not, Mr. Zamyslov.
Yes, it's precisely our psychological complexity that makes us the elite of this country, the intelligentsia.
We're not the intelligentsia, we're just the summer folk. We just pass through, we don't belong here, we don't belong anywhere. We drift about looking for a pleasant place to sit, a nice beauty spot, and we don't do anything except talk.
As you, Varvara, are proving so conspicuously.
And we tell such lies to each other. We pollute the air with clever language to disguise our spiritual desolation. Life's a tragedy, we say, without ever having experienced it, with no conception of what a tragedy is. We just sit about and moan.
Oh, come on, fair's fair. If our fears are poetically voiced, they have a certain splendour. Never, ever, Varvara, doubt the sincerity of despair.
But why can't we have the courage to keep silent? We're quiet enough when we're content, aren't we? If we find a plate full of happiness, we lap it up alone, but find the smallest crumb of sorrow on the table and we run through the streets, gnashing our teeth, crying out despair to everyone we meet. In the same way that we poison our towns with sewage, we poison the lives of our neighbours with the filthy effluent seeping from our souls. There must be hundreds, thousands of perfectly healthy people infected by our whinging and whining. Who gave us the right to spread this disease? To inflict on them our weeping sores.
Bravo.
Good girl.
Would you mind if I say a word? My final word?
Have the courage to keep silent. What's got into Varvara?
Christ knows. Thus spake Balaam's ass. Oops.
Have I said something rude? Why's everyone gone so...
You weren't rude.
Oh. Don't, Les. Sit down. Sit down. We should try to be different. We really should. We're the children of cooks and laundry women and decent working people. We have a duty to be different. Never before has our great country had an educated bourgeoisie with direct blood ties to the working class. Those ties should feed us, should plant in us a burning desire to improve and regenerate and illuminate the lives of our own people. People who toil and toil, trapped in dirt and darkness till the day they die. And we too should work. Not as an act of charity, but for ourselves, to nourish ourselves, to broaden our boundaries and to annihilate the sense of solitude we feel up here on our lonely heights, looking across the chasm down on the poor huddled masses. Of course, look back at us with sheer hatred, because we're the enemy, because we live well on the fruits of their labour. It's as if we've been sent on ahead, a search party, to find the road to a better life. But we've lost our way. And we've abandoned them. And we've created our own bitter isolation, filled it with anxiety and little private wars. That's our tragedy. But we did it to ourselves. We deserve our demons. I stand with my comrade Varia. We have no right to moan.
Well, there you are. Every word of that is true.
My compliments on a fine peroration, Maria Lvovna. Have you finished?
Yes.
Kirill, did you hear what Sergei said? He made such a fool of himself.
What's he to do with it?
Varia was talking such claptrap. He called her Balaam's ass.
If anyone's an ass, it's him. Now look.
Ladies and gentlemen, Galeria has very kindly agreed to read her latest poem.
Oh, dear sister, please do.
If you like, I'll try.
Olga, back at home, there's...
No, I'm not leaving. Oh, Varia got her comeuppance. She's been so high and mighty of late.
To what do I owe this sudden interest in my poetry? Varia, do you know?
My guess is someone's been offensive and they're trying to cover it up.
Well, I shall read anyway. On the slow exhale of autumn, drift immaculate spent petals, immaculate in death.
and crystalline flurries of snow. And together they embroider the rank, sullied earth with a counterpane of pure white linen. Dark, dismal birds, dark, dead trees, crisp, white snowflakes, descending from the mute glory of impenetrable skies.
How precise. How exquisite.
The mute glory of impenetrable skies.
I'm a poet, too. I'd now like to recite some of my verses.
Away you go, then, Blast Lad.
A competition! First rate!
Blast, must you?
He must, as long as it's witty.
If I may have your attention. On the bumpy breeze of autumn, drift aimless, worthless people, immaculate in suits, and dithering like headless chickens. Cheap pleasure is their goal, or a warm, upholstered hole, to sit and cringe in. Dark their thoughts, dull their ideas. They spread themselves across the land like dung. Cowards and liars and phantoms with nowhere left to hide.
Fact is, that was well aimed. Not nice to be the butt, of course. Yet.
Bravo, Vlas. I liked it.
Walloping and no mistake. You're a fighter, you are.
Mean and malicious, and why?
Not witty at all.
Sergei, your views?
Mine? The rhyme scheme is pretty weak. Only spotted one, but as an amusing little ditty.
Rather too close to the bone to be amusing.
Will you allow me, as representative of the headless chicken faction, to reply to that hellish... doesn't even have a literary genre. But I shan't address my critique to you, Vlas. Oh, no, no. I shall address the source and fount of your inspiration, Maria Lvovna.
What's your step, Sozlov?
Me? How bizarre. But I'm flattered.
It's not bizarre at all. As everyone knows, you're the muse of this poet, that your hand holds his pen as he writes.
Don't stoop to innuendo.
Without innuendo, he's nothing. It's his only tool.
Don't interrupt, Yulia. Maria Lvovna, you are, I gather, an idealist. You'd have us believe you're involved in secret plots and programs. Lots of cloak and dagger stuff. Turning the tide of history, etc. Well, perhaps you are. Doesn't concern me. But you evidently think that this subversive activity gives you an automatic right to sneer at people.
Not so.
You preach at us incessantly. You've taken this tuneless youth and orchestrated him to a pitch of denunciation.
Stick to words of one syllable, Sozlov.
You shut your mouth. I've listened to your shit long enough. Maria Lvovna, if we don't live our lives quite the way you'd wish, perhaps we have our reasons. Every single one of us here knew poverty in our youth. We all remember what it was like to be hungry. Is it not natural that in our maturity we like a good meal and a drink? The chance to take it easy. Aren't we entitled to some recompense for all the hardship we grew up with?
Who exactly is this we?
You! Him! Her! Him! All of us! We are the children of the workers and tradesmen, and we were bloody hungry. Do we not? Who will contradict me? Yeah. It may not be quite your socialist taste, Maria Lvovna, but we deserve our little luxuries. It's natural, it's human nature. So, why don't you leave us in peace? You can criticize us, you can bait others to criticize us, you can call us cowards, hypocrites, but none of us is going to suddenly start doing social work. Not one of us.
You display the most appalling cynicism. It would be altogether better if you'd stop.
No! To hell with it, I won't stop. And as for me... Yes, as for me, let's consider me for a change. I'm no infant. I've grown up. I don't need teachers any longer, thank you, Maria Lvovna. I'm a grown-up Russian man. A communal garden Russian man. A Philistine, if you like. And here is my program. I shall carry on being a Philistine, and I shall do whatever the bloody hell I want. To sum up, I shit on your slogans and your revolution. Good night.
He's having a breakdown. That's the only explanation. You'd have to be mentally ill to make yourself so vulnerable.
Now do you see how risky the truth is?
Such pain, such wounded pain.
Holy God, it's like going to the opera coming here.
Nikolai.
Did he upset you?
Not in the slightest. But it's embarrassing for me being here. Will you walk with me?
Yes. Such a shame, when Basov had laid on a surprise for supper.
I think I've had enough surprises for tonight.
That cascade of bile has unhinged me, broken my spirit. I would have liked to have spent a quiet evening with you, a last evening, Varvara. With you. I'm going away forever.
You know what I think? I think Suslov's the most genuine of all of us. He put it crudely, but he spoke from the heart. How many of us have got the guts to do that?
Is that your farewell? Dear Christ.
Vlas, may I have a moment?
What do you want?
Well, old boy, let's see, whom have you offended? My sister, Yakov, highly respected author, Suslov, and Ryumin's pretty good going. When would you like to start making your apologies?
What? Me apologize? To them?
It's perfectly simple. Slip up and say, ever so sorry, just trying to liven things up, went a bit too far. You'll be forgiven. They're used to your stunts. Everyone knows you're a clown.
You're the clown, Basov! You're an ape!
A tidal wave of madness!
Bugger off, Flask, quick.
Thing is, I'm now a little bit peeved.
Flask, did you have
an ape? It's only from respect for my sister that I don't beat
Flask,
you!
No!
Shall I serve the main course?
Go away!
I think I'll serve. Board on the table will calm the mustard down.
I ask you, sir, I an ape, a man of my standing, and what are you? A snot-nosed boy!
Be still!
He's a snot-nosed boy! It's a well-known fact! Kaya, you little... I think we can cease hostilities, old chap.
Bless, I'm ashamed.
What have I done? I'm not to blame.
Master, shall I slice the sausage?
How the devil do I know?
Take him to our place, Sonia.
I'm a nothing in my own useless house. I'm a nothing.
I'm inside, okay?
Lass, go with Sonia.
Oh, please forgive me. Whatever I did, forgive me. Varia, I'm sorry. Oh, God, you poor woman. Get away from here.
Where? There's nowhere to go.
You can come with me.
Oh, well, time for bed.
Varia, you go to my house too.
I'll come later, Vlas. I'll come later.
Everybody, come inside.
Very good sausage. Have you tried it?
No.
Heavens above, what a scene, eh? And all of a sudden, out of nowhere.
Kirill, do you understand?
Yes, of course I do. Only a matter of time till we started to claw at each other. And the fact is, the time has come. Vlas hit the bullseye. Damn fine shot. But you better go home.
I'm not going home. Not when there's such drama. Could be another twist of the plot at any minute.
Most unlikely, Olga. Go back. They're shouting and screaming. The nanny's crying. Volka says she clipped his ear. It's mayhem. I've been trying to get through to you that you simply must go home.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have. We were over there. You were whittering on about Basov and I...
No, you didn't. Oh, Kirill, you're impossible.
Look, what are we bickering about? I said... Get home, clearly and distinctly.
You never said get home. We only speak like that to the staff.
Olga, I hate to mention it, but you are a cantankerous old cow.
Oh, what? Oh, you ought to wash your mouth out with soap. Didn't we swear solemn vows only 3 weeks ago?
You talk like a peasant. Now, come along.
I talk like a peasant. You smell like a peasant.
stride, my friend.
But you can see how infuriating. A mere boy.
That stuff is spewed out daily in the pages of the proletarian press. We learn to shrug it off, don't we?
Sergei. I had to come back. I must apologize to you and to you, Yakov. I lost my rag. Bloody silly. Maria Lvovna's been hammering at me for as long as I can remember, she and her activist friends. God preserve us, I hate the way she always talks like a pamphlet.
Water under the bridge, old boy. Women are delicate beings, but they do sometimes forget it.
You may have gone fractionally over the top.
Oh, balls, who cares? I'll countersign everything he said.
Look, Maria, they carry on as if nothing has happened.
They're all actresses, that's the nub of it. They're acting all the time.
I know. I've been living with one.
It sickens me.
We bring it on ourselves. Women are an inferior species.
Yeah, yeah.
We must never allow them to convince us otherwise.
Yes, but on a graph between us and wild beasts, they're slightly closer to us.
Get them pregnant. That's a secret. As often as possible, then they're easily tamed.
What utter filth!
It's cancerous. Varya, you have to get away.
What? Good God, Piotr! That was uncalled for. I have to say, you've overshot the mark there.
Oh, thanks a lot. I'm off.
Sergei, how could you?
Oh, Christ.
And you, Mr. Shalimov, are a...
A what?
Come away, Varya. Come now.
Oh, God, they heard us.
I shall be leaving tomorrow. Now I'm going to bed. It's cold.
And my sister's bawling. Oh, God.
All right. Cleaned your rifle?
Cleaned it.
Right. You check the engineers. I'll take a turn round the lawyers. Then we'll meet at the kitchen and catch a glass of tea off Stepanida.
Bit early, ain't we? They ain't abed yet.
You got to go through the motions, Boris. That's the point of security, that is. Show a force.
Right.
Off you go, then.
Right. Damp it is. Feel the damp?
All the cowing, same to me. Oh, mess. Well, they live like pigs, they do. Come down here. Leave their droppings all over the shop. Summer folk.
Oh, it's all too awful for work.
What's up, Joseph? You all right?
Injured man! Bringing him in!
Who is it? Who?
Give us a hand, Boris!
He bleeding!
Gunshot wound! Get him to the basso!
Oh, God, he's bleeding everywhere!
Sergei! Sergei!
Please, call a doctor!
Pavel, it's you! What happened? Answer me!
I'm making my rounds, and there he is, crawling towards me!
Sergei! That's Maria Lvovna, quick!
What the devil?
Quick! He's wounded!
Forgive me.
Who did this? People only shoot themselves round here. Nobody else would shoot you. Here's his gun, sir.
Oh, Lord, it's Pavel.
Maria Lvovna! Maria Lvovna!
I'm ashamed.
I'm so ashamed.
Help! Help!
Please, please take me away from here. I don't want her to see me like... I beg you, take me away.
Let's remove his jacket. Carefully. Come on, Sonia, help me.
Stay calm. You'll be all right. Oh, Pavel. What have you done?
Oh, forgive me. I lingered. I took too long. Lost my nerve. And when your heart is small and beating so hard, it's easy to miss.
Here's the exit wound. It's not too bad.
Barbara, give me your hand.
But why? Why?
I love you. I can't live without you.
Damn your love. Look what it's done.
Will you all please stand back? Now, don't be afraid. It's minor. And here's another doctor, so we should be able to save you. Bullets pass through, Krill. I think I've stemmed the bleeding.
Well, let's see. Bullet wound to the right shoulder.
Left!
Left shoulder.
What kind of a suicide shoots himself in the shoulder? In for the head. Next time, straight in the head, if you're serious.
Kirill, whatever are you saying?
Keep your finger on that dressing. Now, carry him into the house.
Into our house?
Think I can walk.
Our house, Faria?
Help him, Mr. Soslov.
Right.
Well, there we have it. Made a complete hatch of living. And a complete hatch of dying, too.
I'd say that was fairly astute.
Come on, then. You got him, Sergei?
Mm-hmm. What a hopeless farce.
Will he die? I should have done it myself, shouldn't I, Varya?
Don't say that. Oh, how repulsive we are.
Bad wound, Doctor?
Not really.
Morbid affair, though. Vavra, may I just...
What now?
They're putting him to bed. Thanks, Pyotr.
Not at all.
If I may, I...
What?
I will...
Shalimov, what?
Not so long ago, you overheard...
No! I don't wish to hear your explanations. I shan't believe a single word. I hate you from the bottom of my heart. You vile, revolting beasts!
Wait, sister.
You've poisoned my entire life. All of you. Was I born like this? All twisted and maimed? No. I don't have belief. I don't have strength. I have nothing to help me through this life. You did this to me. I wasn't always this way.
Maria, that's enough. Ryumin is a fool, but there's no need to bust everything up because of him, if you see what I mean.
Be quiet.
My friend.
I'm not your friend. I was never your friend. You were never mine. We were husband and wife, complete strangers, and I'm leaving you!
Leaving me? To go where? Varya, people are listening.
People? What people? I can't see any people.
Come, Varya.
Let her speak.
Struth, this is a sorry day. A sorry day.
Yes. I'm leaving. I'm going as far away as possible, away from this cesspit, this decomposing mass, away from idleness and uselessness. I shall find a life. I shall find some way to attack you. Yes, I'll attack you. To hell with you!
Take my arm, sister.
Go!
Help me. Yakov, help me! How do I stop her?
The traditional remedy is a glass of cold water.
Barbara! Come back! Damn you!
You've got a lot to learn, you idiot.
And what am I to do?
Oh, you can come to us too, Kalaria.
Well, 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 Pyotr, darling. Everyone's leaving the party. Shall we go home and continue our life together?
Yes. Yes, all right.
What in damnation is going on? Everyone's gone completely weird. Well, say something, Yakov. Say something! Are you laughing at me? It's serious, you see what I mean? And all of a sudden... Boom! The whole world blows apart. What'll I do? What will I do?
Take it easy, old chap. An outbreak of mass hysteria. Quite common these days, I believe.
Oh, hell.
Nothing to get an ulcer about. The Soslovs have gone home to get on with their lives. May I suggest we do the same? Let's open a bottle of wine.
But the place is a shambles. And everyone's gone. All my people. I've gone.
Don't look for significance in it. There isn't any. It's not important. At all.
In Summer Folk, Varvara was played by Kelly Hunter, Basov by Simon Armstrong, Maria Lvovna by Christine Pritchard, Vlas by Ronan Vibert, and Shalimov by Richard Elvin. Soslov was John Labanovsky, Yulia Cyril Jenkins, Dvoyatochie Norman Rodway, and Zamislav Patrick Brennan. Ryumin was Rodri Hugh, Olga Ruth Jones, Dudikov David Middleton, Kalaria Nikki Rainsford, Sonia Jennifer Vaughan, and Zimin Christopher Hampson. Other parts were played by members of the cast. Summer Folk was written by Maxim Gorky, Adapted by Nick Deer and directed in Wales by Alison Hindle.